This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Local realtor and blogger Jim Duncan joins us live in studio. He blogs at realcentralva.com, and you can find him all over. You're the king of local media today. TV, newspaper, now radio. You're the man, Jim.
Something happened. I don't know. If I could just turn all this coverage into a transaction or three.
There you go. Get somebody to the table, close the deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So why are you in the press so much today? What's going on?
I have no idea. No, I wrote a story on actually Sunday, and I published it Monday morning, talking about the June 2008 market update for the Charlottesville area. And it was one of the longer ones that I've done. I felt that there's a lot of uncertainty and questions out there in the market.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I wanted to provide as much information as I could.
So let's start at the top. What's going on?
It is a buyer's market. Depending on what your situation is, it's a great time to buy. And if you're selling, then you need to be a bit more conservative in your asking price and maybe be priced aggressively with regard to the comps or the comparable homes on the market.
But we're seeing people lowering their prices. And again, in full disclosure, my house is actually for sale right now, and we're not having much luck at all, though we're having a billion people look at it. But we're seeing people lower their prices left and right, but still nothing happening. They're not necessarily moving. You know what I mean?
A lot of stuff's moving. It feels like it's not. One of the most important stats that I wrote, let me find it real quick, about 50% of the properties that are under contract right now have days on market of under 2 months. So, and to me, that's a huge sign.
That is pretty good.
That's huge. I mean, yeah. Sellers are actually saying now, I have to price my home really, really well to get it moved. And to me, I think that's a very positive sign for sellers, because the less stuff on the market and in inventory, better for the sellers. And it's good for buyers too, because it means that they're able to make offers that sellers are not necessarily willing and able, but will accept.
Yeah. Are we seeing a lot of when these prices drop, people trying to sell their homes, are we seeing them come down below value? I mean, are people having to go to the table with money?
I've heard of that. I've not had that yet myself with any of my clients, but I've heard anecdotally that is happening.
Yeah, because of course you can sell it if you want to give it away, or if you want to take $10,000 to the table. You
right.
could sell anything that way, but people want to try to get money out of their homes.
Right. And we're not seeing here the dramatic turns that we've seen elsewhere. I mean, I've read, in Phoenix and some of these big hotspots where people have lost $300,000-$400,000 in the market, or in the real estate market, and they're actually, instead of, they're making a business decision to go to foreclosure and say, fine, I can't make up $400,000 in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're making that decision. I haven't seen that there.
It's not that bad here, is it?
No. We have foreclosures, but they're nowhere near the mass scale that we're seeing in other markets. I wrote a story a couple weeks ago about that, where I provided a map where, if you pan out, you look at Charlottesville with has minuscule heat maps, and you pan out to Northern Virginia and Loudoun County, and it's like something exploded there.
Yeah.
So it's all relative, and it takes perspective, and you have to read a lot and understand the market rather than taking one headline or two headlines and coming to a conclusion.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, a local realtor and blogger. He blogs at realcentralva.com, and the phone lines are open. Macon, did we get a winner? We did get a winner. Okay, good. So we'll just let you know that, of course, is the Phil Silvers Show. And was on CBS from 1955 to 1959. Subtitle was You'll Never Get Rich, and he played Sergeant Bilko. We're talking with Jim Duncan, and the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment about local real estate, you're trying to sell your house, did you sell your house, or are you thinking about buying, give us a call. You got a question for Jim or just a comment about the market, we'd love to hear from you. Again, it's 977-1070. I'd really like to hear from folks who were selling and managed to sell. What did you do? Share your story. 977-1070. What else do we learn from this new market report?
That's the bulk of it. I mean, one of the comments came in asking why I did not include Louisa, and I think that that only 2 years ago got added to our market area, to our MSA. So until that happened, it wasn't as big a part of our market, and it is now. But making the historical comparisons is more difficult. If I were paid to do this, I would be able to break it down locality by locality. But that was one thing. Our region has grown tremendously. Our market area, I mean, now our MLS has stuff from Buckingham to the south, and
amazing.
Rockbridge and Madison and
Southern Nelson. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, but we're also seeing I think that the trends are going to show, I'm sort of projecting here now, that the Madisons and the Louisians and Buckinghams, while they became part of our market in the last 5, 7, 10 years, I think that in the next 5 to 10 years, or maybe 3 to 6 months, we're going to see a contracting of the real estate market. Where people are going to be choosing to live closer to their places of employment.
Interesting.
And I think that that's something that it's too soon to pull the data out for that, but in time I think it's going to prove that out.
So we've seen that the MLS grow and grow as more people have lived, bought in Fluvanna to work in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. or even 29 North.
Right.
And you think that it's going to shrink and we're going to see less of that.
I think so. I mean, I think that you're going to see employment centers are going to pop up in Fluvanna and Louisa and these respective areas. And people are going to, they're going to pull from the more local workforce, and people are going to move to be close to their places of employment.
Interesting.
But, that's just a projection right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. He blogs at realcentralva.com. You can read his work there. Beth is on line one. And Beth, thanks for the call. You're on with Jim. You go right ahead.
Oh, great. I had a question, and that is, are all segments of the market slowing down, for instance, homes under $250,000? As well as homes and properties over $1 million, is it all slowing down, or are there segments that are moving at the same pace that they were?
Great question.
I think that generally, painting with a broad brush, I think that everything is slower. But you are definitely seeing that. In my opinion, the lower price range is seeing a big pickup right now. I mean, cars doing what I think is a really good push for a sort of affordable again. So you're seeing that is moving as well. And I think that some of the $1 million properties plus are still moving. But I think that, again, to really answer your question, I'd have to look at the data fresh. And because I don't like to say make something up and then be wrong.
I had heard anecdotally from another realtor I know that some of the stuff under four was moving, was mm-hmm. just starting to move here once we hit June. And that it was late May and early June, and that part of the sector of the price range was starting to pick up.
Yeah, May and June, I've been busy personally, and I know a lot of realtors who have been. So we are absolutely seeing a pickup, I think, in the market, but it's taking it's hard for me to answer the question about specific price ranges without looking at the data anew.
Yeah, Beth, are you buying or selling right now?
Well, I'm actually selling a investment property in the $175,000 range.
Interesting. So, have you had nice luck so far?
It just went on the market a couple weeks ago and had an open house last Sunday. I'm not sure what happened, but it is part of the, I've forgotten that marketing that he just said, the home again or...
The affordable again.
Affordable yeah. again.
From the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck.
And thank you.
Beth, thanks for the call. I got a line open at 977-1070 if you got a real estate question or a comment, and Ron will get right to you. It's interesting. She raises the point about a vacation property, an investment vacation mm-hmm. property, because we saw a huge boom in that, people buying second homes when the market was so favorable a few years ago.
Right.
And now they're all dumping them or trying to get rid of them. Have you looked at Wintergreen recently? I mean, the properties up at Wintergreen, left and right, there's stuff for sale up there. Like every other place, it's just amazing.
It's interesting. There, I sold a house there a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and my client there said that I think 70% of the houses purchased there were bought with cash.
Wow.
So it's just a very different market. I mean, they are sort of an island within the Charlottesville, Central Virginia region.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, they are definitely a vacation home area, though.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, local realtor and blogger. You can read his work at realcentralva.com. You got a real estate question, now's the time. Pick up your phone. Give us a quick call, 977-1070. Especially want to hear from folks who are buying or selling in this market. Get your thoughts and your experience. Give us a quick call. Ron is on the line with a question. Ron, you're on with Jim. You go right ahead.
Thanks. I was kind of wondering if the Waynesboro is considered part of the Charlottesville market.
Louisa's
been added.
Louisa was added to the MSA a couple years ago. I've heard a story a couple years ago asking that question. It's not specifically part of our market, but I'm seeing – I live in Crozet myself, and I'm showing over there quite a bit. As our market has shifted over the last couple years, people have been looking at Waynesboro and Augusta and Points West, because the houses there have been traditionally more affordable than they are in Charlottesville, Albemarle. So
yeah, they really do.
Not technically, no, but in actuality, I think yes.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. If somebody's moving to the area and they can't afford, you know, to live right near Charlottesville, you might want to show them Wayne's World before you'd want to show them Fluvanna.
Yeah. I mean, I, being in Crozet, I'm biased, but I like their Home Depot and their Lowe's and the drive through Starbucks.
They're always empty.
Living in Waynesboro, so am I.
Okay.
So, Ron, you're in Waynesboro?
I live in Waynesboro. I work in Charlottesville.
You do? And what's that like for folks who have no idea?
Really, not bad at all. We've been doing it for about 8 years. We lived in Charlottesville for our first 2 years here. And you get more bang for your buck there, house-wise. And really, half an hour commute, if you're used to being around the Washington area, is nothing.
Yeah, it is nothing.
At least it's pretty dry most of the time.
And I have to say, if you've ever been to Lowe's on a Saturday on 29 in Charlottesville compared to going to Lowe's in Waynesboro at the exact same moment, it's a world of difference. It's a completely different experience.
It's the way it is on the commercials.
Yeah. Ron, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. We're talking with Jim Duncan about local real estate, the real estate market. And I have to say, I'm a big fan of Waynesboro. And actually, one reason we're looking to move is because Allison's going back to work at Washington and Lee, where she is a faculty member. So we're looking at trying to get closer to Lexington so we can share the commute. And Waynesboro is one of the places that we've looked.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I had never thought, because I've lived in Charlottesville for so many years and never thought, you know, I always thought Waynesboro was some factory town. But when you get over there and you start driving around, you're like, wow, who knew?
When I was a kid here, Crozet was way out there. And, you know, I lived in Charlottesville and now I live in Crozet was way out there. And for the first couple of years in Crozet, Waynesboro was over the mountain. And now not so much.
You know, now you got so many people like yourself who live out in Crozet who are driving to Waynesboro to go out to eat or to go to the Lowe's or the Target or the Walmart or the drive-through Starbucks.
Drive-through Starbucks.
Yeah, because it's just really not that far.
I wrote a story on my Real Crozet VA site last year and polling people where they went to shop. And I think 70% shop both Charlottesville and Waynesboro and about 40% just strictly in Waynesboro. So it's it's just common sense to go there rather than 29 North.
Yeah, interesting. We're talking with Jim Duncan, local real estate agent and realtor and a blogger at realcentralva.com. What's the connection between gas prices and buying and selling right now?
I'm seeing a lot of my clients are actually asking that question. They're asking what's closer to where I work, whereas 2 years ago, it wasn't really even something that they raised. But I'm seeing that my clients, and I'm reading many, many more stories about this, are actually asking, you know, what is closer to the city? What can I get? Why would, you know, doing the gas price math of, you know, if I'm driving 20 miles a day, $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon, what's that going to do to affordability? Anecdotally, I think we're all reading about how people are shifting to 4-day work weeks, choosing not to go to work 1 day a week. And so, I mean, I think that I'm seeing, I'm projecting here, but I think that in my opinion, I wrote a couple stories about this, properties that are closer to urban centers are going to appreciate at greater rates than those in more rural areas. Every property is specific.
Because of the gas.
Yeah. I mean, I think Neil Williamson at Free Enterprise Forum wrote a story the other day saying the back of the napkin math, if you're looking at saving $300 a month on gas, if by living 20 miles closer to your work, you know, that's $300 a month that you can use either to go out to eat or to apply to a housing appreciation or your mortgage.
Or the new expensive groceries.
Exactly.
Actually, $6 gallon of milk.
I have a client that they moved from Fluvanna to Charlottesville, sold their house out there, moved to the city, and I saw him today. And they didn't move specifically because of gas prices, because when we started our process in August of last year, gas wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And he said that when I told him I was going to be on the radio today, he said, well, tell him that, you know, the savings that we are capturing by not driving, we're actually spending in Belmont at the markets and the restaurants and going out and having a good time.
Right.
So it was really interesting perspective by somebody who's actually made that decision.
So you're seeing a lot more people now making that gas math.
I've spoken to people who are biking more, people who are witnessing more people are bicycling here and there. And I purchased a new bike 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Strapping it to the back of my car and riding around town. Yesterday I did
that. I'd go out and buy one of those scooters tomorrow if Allison would let me. She's like, you're not getting on one of those things.
Luckily, I don't have to worry about helmet head.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, local realtor. We're taking your calls about the local real estate market. And Mike has been waiting patiently on line one with a question about Forest Lakes. Mike, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's funny because the minute you mentioned your commute down to Washington Lee and Charlottesville, I immediately thought of gas prices. And when I moved to Charlottesville, one of the communities we looked at was Forest Lakes, and it's laid out so well as a walking community. In fact, you can walk over to Harris Theater or Target. You've got everything you need within a one-mile walk, which I think is pretty reasonable, pretty much no matter where you live inside of Forest Lakes. So I was wondering, with all the new development going on in this area in general, all the way between here and, say, Lynchburg, are there any other, planned communities like that on the horizon? And do you think we'll be seeing more real estate development like that in the future? Is gas prices influencing right now the way developers are designing communities?
Great question. Yeah, really good question.
I hope so, Mike. I really, really hope that developers are paying attention to it. And I think that they are. I mean, we're seeing private enterprises shifting. You know, when Ford makes a conscious decision to maybe get rid of the, Hummer, sees that private enterprises.
And nobody's buying trucks anymore,
yeah.
You know?
But no, I mean, I think that there are a couple. I mean, Old Trail in Crozet is starting to really boom a little bit because they actually have poured footers and foundations for their commercial space. And once people see that stuff's actually coming, I think that it's becoming a better sell.
Yeah. And they're building that Harris Teeter finally out by Blue Ridge Builder Supply.
Yay.
On 250, which
can't
they've talked
wait.
About for years. I mean, there was that old motel that was there, and then the sign went up. It's a grocery store coming. That was like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're actually working on it, and they're going to build it.
Absolutely.
To the delight of everyone in Crozet.
I mean, and again, I think that Crozet is going to benefit by that, and I think that, again, the market is demanding walkable stuff, bikeable stuff. There's that one on Rio, Belvedere, which is going to have the soccer facility in there and hopefully a grocery store if Chris can work that out. There's people are demanding now stuff like that because they want to have stuff with, as you said, within a mile or two of walk.
Right. And we're seeing a lot more homes now slated to be built in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
New skyscraper. Well, I call them skyscrapers. New tall buildings.
They are for us.
Yeah, they're skyscrapers for us. We're talking with Jim Duncan. Can you hang around in the next segment?
Sure.
We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. A break right now at the bottom for local news and weather. This is Charlottesville Right Now. We're talking with Jim Duncan, local realtor and a blogger. You can read his work and his analysis of the local real estate market at realcentralva.com. We were just talking in the break about how we're seeing more and more people on bikes and how the price of gas is really influencing where people are choosing to live because gas isn't about to come down anytime soon.
I don't think so. I mean, nothing I'm reading is saying it's going to go back to $2.50 or $2 or $3 a gallon.
Yeah,
it's all, and a lot of it's based in fear and speculation, but a lot of it's saying, $5, $6, $7, $8 gas is not unreasonable to expect.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
When it costs $20 to go to the grocery store, and that's the Harris Teeter and Crozet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to change how people live.
And you think that's going to put even a greater premium on living like in downtown Charlottesville, these new high-rises that are going to be built in the next few years? Is that going to make them even more expensive than they would be normally?
I think so. I think that, again, it's going to depend on, what your needs are. But people who, if you're able to walk to work and walk to a grocery and walk to entertainment and take a bike anywhere else, it works in other locations.
Yeah.
So I think it could very well happen here.
Phone lines are open, 977-1070. If you're buying or selling right now, we'd love to hear from you. Your story, your experience, give us a call. And if you have a question for Jim as well, 977-1070. We got a lot of homes on the market. There's a lot of people selling right now. I'm one of them. Allison and I are selling our house, as a matter of fact. What do we need to do? I mean, what do buyers need to do to move these homes? You've talked about dropping our prices, but what exactly does that mean?
It means look at the other 10 homes on the market that a buyer is going to look at. And this is just for my opinion. I don't want to step on anybody else's advice. But in my opinion, you look at the other 10 homes that a buyer is going to look at on that Saturday morning and see how yours measures up to those. And if need be, drop the price, undercut them. I mean, I think we talked about it last time or the time before. It's amazing how long this market's been going on. Yeah, I think that, a woman called in and said, if they want the house, they'll just bring us an offer. And in my experience in this market, that's not happening because there are more houses on the market for them to choose from. And you're seeing that the houses that, where the price gets reduced to an acceptable level, ready, willing, able buyers is likely going to make an offer on that house.
Interesting.
And the danger is that if you drop your price significantly to a fair market value, buyers still have the mentality of, well, okay, they dropped it to 250. Let's go in at 215. You know,
yeah.
And I think that that's...
They still want to lowball you, even if you dropped your price.
Right. So, you know, from a buyer's agent standpoint, my job when I'm representing the buyers is to provide the data and do the statistical analysis to show them whether it's a fair price or what a fair price could be. I mean, it's nobody wants to, you know, to offer lowball, you know, in my opinion, don't want to offer lowball just to lowball. But if I can back it up statistically with data, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of homes now selling for at or below assessment?
I don't even look at assessment because I don't think that the assessment is a fair reflection on market value.
Yeah.
I think it's
just for tax purposes, really. It is a different animal.
Right. I mean, I've talked to realtors who do incorporate that into their pricing strategy. But I haven't been able to find a correlation where I can reliably use it. I mean, I will look at the assessment just to get an idea of what it is because my buyers and sellers always ask.
Yeah.
But from a assessed value to market value, I mean, in the hot market, I said they were irrelevant because they were backward.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, they were backward looking, and the market was moving so fast upward that they were wildly irrelevant. And now we're in a different market, and they're still irrelevant, in my opinion.
Still irrelevant because
irrelevant.
The market value in this area is still going to be greater than the assessment value.
It depends. I mean, there are some, some houses in Crozet lost, 10% of the assessed value. And the market value is still not, it's above or below that. But there's no direct line where I can statistically draw and say, okay, well, if the assessed value is 200, market value is 210 or either, give or take.
Yeah.
So in my how I work, I just basically throw it out and don't use it at all.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, local realtor, and he blogs at realcentralva.com. Craig has been waiting patiently on line one. Craig, you're looking for a house?
Yes, Coy, we really are. We're one of the fortunate people that are in a position to take advantage of the market. But I'll tell you, it's two things. I still think the houses in Charlotte, going back to the assessments here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County have been screwed up for quite a while, as we know it from all the hoopla from the citizens. That's just way over assessed. And in addition to that, we've looked at a lot of houses. We've got an outstanding realtor who's really honed in on what we're looking for. But if we're going to pay that kind of money for something, and when I say that kind of money, $400,000 probably for a $200,000 house, I want my wife to walk in and say, "This is it, perfect." And so far, what we've seen is, too many steps, too many this, too many that. So Jim is exactly right. People are going to be very, very fickle about what they want. And if there's two houses on the market that are the same and somebody's coming down a little bit in the price, that they're going to have the advantage without question.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Craig, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Yeah, secondly, I'm in the insurance business, and there's a lot of, a lot of vacant properties are sitting around, and once a standard insurance carrier finds out that the house is vacant, which is 30 days, they will drop the insurance or send out a non-renewal on it, or sometimes just even deny a claim if they find that out. So I'm selling a lot of insurance to builders and to homeowners that have left one home to purchase it, to get into a new home, and their other home is sitting there empty, waiting to be sold. So that's another issue, and that insurance, by the way, is not cheap. It's very expensive, but if there's a mortgage on it, they look after their best interests.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Interesting.
Thanks, Craig. That's a story idea. Thanks.
Yeah, Craig, thank you so much. Appreciate the call, and good luck looking for the house. A lot of people looking, a lot of people buying right now. Got a phone line open, 977-1070. If you got a question or a comment about the local real estate market, that's a totally interesting angle. That the insurance implications, if you leave your home to buy a new one, and you've got the two mortgages, which is not a good place for anyone to be. But if some people can afford it, some people figure out a way to make it work. Let me ask you this whole angle about a lot of folks selling. They can't sell. So what they're doing is they're renting. And you're seeing a lot more homes now on the market for rent, which previously were for sale or that would have sold easily a couple of years ago, and certainly 4 years ago.
Right.
What's your take on that? On this, it is a new rental market as well.
with the preface that I don't do rentals, and so it's not my forte, I am seeing a lot of houses are being withdrawn from the market and are being leased or rented or, you know, leased to purchase or something like that. So, I mean, it's for a lot of people in this, I've advised a lot of my buyer clients, and I've got some that are under contract now for the, you know, after 3 years. I told them to rent for 2 years. And, you know, so for some people, it makes sense. But, you know, one of my listings, I'm getting ready to pull it off the market because somebody came in to lease purchase it. And and again, pulling it off the market is better for everybody because it's not cluttering up the inventory.
Yeah, yeah. So how does a lease purchase work? What exactly is that?
It's a little bit too complicated to go to radio.
It is complicated,
yeah,
right?
It can be really complicated.
It's when a renter, you at some point there's a trigger and you become the owner,
correct,
right? Or you go to a closing.
Frequently, a portion of the lease is applied to sort of a principal down payment or something like that. But it's a very very dependent on the situation in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So.
And you got to get everything in writing first.
Absolutely. Writing is good.
Yeah. So what are you telling your sellers now that you're representing, that you've listed? Because I imagine there's a lot of frustration out there with folks. It's already getting mid-June, people going on vacation. The market's still moving, but, you know, you think, hey, if somebody's going to buy, it's probably going to sell in April or May. Here we are now approaching mid-June. A lot of homes still on the market. A lot of people wondering, gosh, is it going to sell? And I'm sure you get those calls from sellers saying, hey, Jim, what are we doing?
And my answer a lot of times is reduce the price and just flat out reduce the price. I mean, I have one house on the market and there are, I think, 15, 18 homes on the market there when 4 years ago, maybe two, and those would be on the market for 3 days. So we're dealing with a lot of just unprecedented things in this market where we're seeing inventory levels in traditionally hot spots that we've never seen before. So for my clients, I mean, I look at the data, I look at what's happening, look at the, you know, a lot of the stuff I look at are the under contract properties because the sold properties really lag 30, 60, 90 days. So I look at what's actually gone under contract in the last 30 days to get an idea of what's happening.
Yeah. So to get a feel for who's actually taking a number to the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. And that'll help you figure out where you need to drop.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, a lot of that is really sort of professional intuition, for lack of a better term, to look at, well, if this was on for 300 and went under in 4 days, I bet they probably got kind of close. But if it's been on for, you know, 450 days, which you're seeing some, you know, it's probably gone under for a lot less.
Wow. We're talking with Jim Duncan, local realtor. He blogs at realcentralva.com. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on with Jim. You go right ahead.
Hi, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you. Coy, you had a guy on probably back in April, and he was from somewhere called something like the Common Sense Institute or something like that. And he was on talking about something completely different, but at the end of the show, you asked him about affordable housing, and he had some experience in doing some research on that in other areas of the country.
Uh-huh.
In the sense of, do government subsidies work in helping to promote affordable housing? And he said something about the law of supply and demand, and that it was more effective to have the city to promote affordable housing by increasing the supply and creating zoning regulations that enhance that. And I wanted to ask Jim about that question, supply and demand, now with energy prices going up and people looking at places in closer to town as being more attractive. Do you see the necessity for more building in Charlottesville?
Mark, thank you so much for the call.
Yes.
Short answer, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here trying to take notes. I'll preface it with, I think that with water prices going up to pay for the infrastructure and Dominion Power asking for a price increase as well and fuel prices going up, these are all questions that my buyers are actually asking about now. Again, with 3-4 years ago, they didn't know. Yeah, it has power. Great.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
yeah.
how much. So we're absolutely seeing people are looking at that from a budgetary concern. And as far as building within the city limits, yeah, I think absolutely. I think that people want to be close to stuff. But I think that another part of that needs to be recognition that we are in a region with in a regional economy where people are coming from Fluvanna and Louisa, et cetera, in. So, I mean, in my perfect world, I'd like to see some sort of transit where we have, you know, people are able to, as I said to somebody last week, if I were living in Crozet, ride my bike to the train station, get on the train, come to Charlottesville, and ride my bike around the city. I think that we're going to need to look a little bit differently beyond just denser housing, which I think is absolutely justified, but also into the recognition that we are, we're still, still regional. A lot of people just cannot afford to live in the city.
Never before, perhaps, has there been a better time for the city and the county to really talk seriously now about combining their efforts with transit.
Absolutely.
Which they've been talking about for years, but it looks like now they might actually do something about it. It's like, perfect timing. Gas is $4 a gallon. Get on it.
Exactly.
Make it happen.
Exactly.
Give us some park and rides out in Crozet and in Fluvanna, whatever. Just a regional solution to open up more options for people, because we're getting to the point now where people are demanding options.
Right.
Because you get, as you say, food's going up, gas is going up, power's going up. You can only spend so much of your money on gas to go back and forth to work.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get to the point where you're like, hey, I have to ride a bus.
Yeah.
So give me the route.
Exactly.
Darn it.
And people, they come here. My buyers come here and they ask. And I think that one of the things that Brian was talking about their story last week was that the NJIC has to provide, by law, only 60% of the people have to have parking spaces that work there, because the expectation is there's going to be transit. I like that in a perfect rosy sunglass colored world, but here we just don't have that as an option.
There's no transit running up to that new base.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yes.
And David Slutsky said, I want to see y'all, buck up a little bit and help us get transit. So
yeah.
I think that, the political will is going to come if the people express that desire, and it's going to give the politicians the desire to say, okay, well, maybe I can push this through right now.
Right. Mark, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. We got a phone line open at 977-1070. Got time for one more call. If you got a question or a comment about the local real estate market, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking with Jim Duncan. He blogs at realcentralva.com, local realtor. I was thinking, as Mark was talking about the whole idea of supply and demand, here we are at a situation where supply is way up.
Mm-hmm.
Demand has come down relative to supply. Demand may still be high,
right,
but relative to supply, it's down. So you would think that the prices would fall and make housing more affordable. Just looking at supply and demand, make housing in Charlottesville more affordable. But when you factor in, as you're talking, the gas prices, the power prices, the food prices, people want to live in those urban environments now. It's not necessarily bringing them down as much as we would like to see to make them truly affordable.
Right.
And see those starter homes then be true starter prices for young families.
And you're also seeing that, that the properties that are on the market now are, for the bulk of it, a lot of the ones that are in the city are selling well. But I think that, again, you're right, we have about 13 months of inventory, give or take, right now, which,
wow.
I was looking at my numbers, and I kind of got distracted. In 05, you're looking at 3 months, 2 months, 3 months of inventory, which means we were just burning through.
They were selling as soon as they hit the market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now the housing prices are traditionally sticky. I mean, people emotionally, financially, psychologically can't bear to drop their price below X number. And and that's one of the contributing factors. But again, if they bought it for $300 and they can only sell it for $280, I mean, a lot of Americans. Somebody said one time that Americans are living like college kids in maxed out on all their credit cards. Now they don't have $20,000 take to the table.
Yeah.
So
we're talking with Jim Duncan. Dave is on the line. Dave, got time for one quick call. You go right ahead.
Hey, Jim. Great job. Just wanted to check and note that your blog points out about homes that are selling quite quickly.
Right.
And, I think that is a very encouraging sign and just really reflects the lack of correct pricing out there for a lot of homes still. But you point out, I believe, the better priced ones are the ones selling. And I've talked to some buyers that said it's very obvious, I don't know, when they're shopping, that they see the good deals and they see the bad deals.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Interesting.
Dave.
Yeah, there you go. Dave, thank you so much for the call. We've been talking with the local realtor and blogger Jim Duncan. You can read his work at realcentralva.com. Jim, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.